This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're discussing whether or not the price of a hospital, if you saw prices beforehand, would that influence which hospital you went to? And whether or not you go to places based on recommendations of a friend, of a colleague, or whatever. Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've had some messages. Where should we go first?
Twitter,
please.
So Adrian Yap CK says, feels like it would still be fluid from patient to patient. And then also, at DKLab, DEQALB, she replies saying that depends on the severity. Government is obviously lesser compared to private healthcare, so a lot less financial headaches when it comes to insurance as well. And then Aaron says that I go to where my pocket can afford,
which makes sense, Aaron.
Yeah, makes sense. Even though if you're an insurance policy kind of stuff, like, I think, you know, I would probably still go with wherever I can afford in case my insurance says nope. Computer says no.
Well, then it would be a government hospital for me. I don't mind, because here's the thing.
I don't mind, yeah.
Often they are better equipped than some of the private hospitals. You don't know that until you actually get there. Yeah. You're like, oh, it's just the queue that's
it's
the bad thing.
It's just the queue, yes.
I think most people don't go to government just because they have to wait for a month to see the specialist. You get put on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think most people would go to like government hospitals.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Moving on.
Yeah, we have a message from Raz who says that he went to hospital for a sprained ankle. My ankle was swollen and bandaged. After waiting for 2 hours, I managed to see the doctor. I removed the compression bandage myself, and after the doctor's inspection, I personally wrapped it up again. Later, when I look at the bill, there is a charge of 250 ringgit for the procedure. When I inquired, they said that it was the bandage procedure, which I told them that the nurses did nothing. Yes, I absolutely like to know how much it is going to cost before I go into the doctor's room.
I agree, Raz.
Yeah, we have an anonymous comment who says, I was charged about 2 ringgit plus for a tiny plastic cup that the nurse used to put my daily meds. The thing is, my meds were kept in a locker in my room beside my bed, and the plastic cups were so unnecessary and not so environmentally friendly. And finally, there's one from Melvin who says that my mother-in-law was admitted at the hospital recently. 15 hours later, she passed away, slept with a 23,000 ringgit bill. Totally unhappy, disputed it, but had nothing, but had to pay before we could take the body for funeral rites. Otherwise, hospital refused to release and held us hostage.
Wow.
Sorry to hear that, Melvin.
Wow.
I mean, it's stories like that that terrify me. When I went to a private hospital, because I had to have my ears cleaned, when I asked for the bill afterwards, something on that bill was a nasal spray and a nasal wash, and I was charged 80 ringgit for that, except they hadn't done that. You know, and I was like, hang on a minute, no, I didn't have this done. You know, why is this on the bill? Oh, it's a standard thing whenever you come in, so you have a certain procedure outlined.
But you didn't do it for me.
But I'm like, but you didn't do this, you need to remove that from the bill. So they did.
They did.
They did, yes. Okay. Right, shall we move on?
Go back to farming.
Oh, yes. Farmville in real life.
That's the theme for today.
Yes.
Because, you know, most people, when they think about countryside, they envision, you know, ploughing fields, feeding farm animals, and, you know, maybe possibly in the future, seeing robotic bees flying around and stuff. But China is actually seeing a new type of farm work that's becoming really popular, and that is live streaming. And this is like, you know, like the real world of Farmville. The reason being is because farmers live streaming their work has become a huge hit in China, so much so that one of the country's biggest e-commerce platform has set up a special program to train these live streamers. So Alibaba has announced that it's planning a special poverty alleviation program for Taobao sellers in the countryside, including incubating 1,000 farmers in this live stream program. So Taobao introduced live streaming on its app in 2016. Since then, it has seen an explosion of live streamers selling everything from latest fashion brands to gourmet insect lava. It has
no such thing, Jeff.
There is.
There's no such thing.
There is.
Not in my mind.
You go on to Taobao and you search for gourmet insect lava and you will find that, Rich. Will be your Christmas present next year. It has since become a new way for farmers in China's poor rural areas to reach the consumers and customers. And in the last 3 years, about 100,000 live streamers have actually promoted farm products on Taobao. And there was one guy, I went and did a bit more research on this. There was a person who actually made $100,000 a month just live streaming on you know, China's, you know, live streaming application.
A month,
$100,000 a month. We are definitely in the wrong side of the business here. One live streamer recently managed to sell 1 million kilos of oranges in just 13 days. So Chen Jubei...
What?
Yeah. 1 million kilos of oranges in 13 days, in 2 weeks. 1 million kilos.
By doing it on his stream, on their
just
stream.
Just on the stream. So she streams herself on Taobao doing farm work and then talking about her cured meat or eggs or just making meals in her humble countryside home. The thing is, though, other platforms, you know, like Kuaishou, if I'm saying this wrong, I'm really sorry about this. They've joined also the countryside streaming trend. This is very different from what we see in the US and in Europe. And I think gaming is such a big hit in 2018 with like Fortnite and PUBG and stuff. Here though, live streaming and e-commerce platforms, they're kind of worlds apart when you look at these two continents. So what draws people to peek into Village Live? Some people tune in to check where the products they're buying comes from, with sellers reassuring them that the farm products are grown in a natural way and in areas without pollution. Now, we all know this is a huge problem in China.
We did a little piece about this, if you remember, about somebody who was buying goats, fresh goats for their produce, and you effectively buy that goat when it's young and you can watch its entire progress as it's live fed to you.
Because it is a huge problem in China. There was fake rice in China. Yeah. There was like fake eggs in China. Mm. Literally, there were so many fakes and fake produce, which is life-threatening, and then you have to go into the hospital, then you got to ask for the bill beforehand, and then, like, you know, see how it's all a full circle here. Uh-huh. But yeah, so it is a huge problem in China, and that's why, you know, farmers have found this niche of you know, celebrity status and a status in this, you know, weird kind of world that we live in. Others also tune in because they just miss the countryside life. And, you know, in China, you know how the cities are. It's a concrete jungle there. And sometimes these farmers, they can be web celebrities. So two brothers raising... Now, this may turn you off for your lunch if you're having lunch at this point in time. I'm really sorry. So two farmer brothers raising bamboo rats, a type of rodent that's considered a delicacy in South China, have become meme-worthy after their vlog or vlog, all the kids call that vlog. And they're like, why do you say vlog? It's called vlog. I was like, I don't know. Anyway, so they... after their vlog...
Those young kids.
Yeah. So after their vlog or vlog of a watermelon video went viral in the web. And you can go online and search for it, especially if you're not having lunch. You could definitely do that. So they had like... I think what they did was they were trying to encourage people on you know, why you should actually have bamboo rats for your why they should be eaten. So they came up with like hilarious reasons on why this particular bamboo rat should be eaten, you know, feeling a little bit sickly, not handling the hot weather too well, or the rat is too fat, skinny, or just too darn pretty. The funny thing is though, I know, Rich, the funny thing is though,
just a little bit distasteful.
Yeah. These two brothers, they actually set the criteria for selecting bamboo rat has become so popular that it was turned into a mobile game. And wow, that's where more money they're making from as well.
Okay, yeah. Let's forget about the bamboo rat.
No. So farmers, let's go back to farmers doing this thing.
This is brilliant. You know, the fact that Taobao are offering ways in which you could learn to use this service and learn to use this skill and promote your business and one thing or another. Something that we wouldn't see in the US, you know, as we're seeing, you know, these streamers, huge streamers, like you say, Jeff, they're all playing video games, they're all doing that. It's all the really cool stuff and all the young kids. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you've got farmers who have been working the fields for decades and are probably in the 60s and 70s, some of them, you know, and they're now starting to earn money from tech that just wasn't there 10 years ago.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, according to one report, 88% of the Kuaishou users have not attended university. 70% of them earn less than 3,000 yuan, which is about $430 a month. And majority of them live in the nation's smaller, less economically developed cities like Lu Mamar and from Daobeg, which is like, you know, kind of like a this the really rural areas in China. And like 88% of this platform, which is Kuaishou, is the one of the largest live streaming platforms and the fourth largest social media platform in China behind WeChat, QQ, and Sina Weibo. So 88% of them are, you know, they don't go to university, so they need help. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe that these live streamers, these farmer live streamers, will one day become celebrity chefs and so on and so forth, because it's only a matter of time before they tell you or show you how to cook the meals that they are, you know, producing and stuff. Mm. And you could see this just whole cycle of thing. And like, yeah, great stuff. That's a huge potential here.
Good. Great.
Amazing.
We've got to wrap up that story, though, folks. When we come back, though, our final non-story of the day, we'll be giving you some suggestions of stuff that you should watch over the long weekend, for those of you that have got one. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get in touch with our story where we're talking about the price of hospitals and whether or not seeing the price before you go in the hospital would affect the decision as to whether or not you would go there, get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. A short break with some music coming up. It is Primal Scream with Moving On Up. When we come back, stories about things to watch here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.